The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and it is 3:01 on this Monday afternoon on December 7th. I am pleased to be here with you, bringing you the Daily Briefing, where you can get all of your updates and resources on what's happening with related to the pandemic, how we access our different kinds of resources and maintain our civic engagement during these times when we are staying separately, still connected and together through the magic of radio and technology and internet. But always remember that state-level updates and information on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, you can press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text coronavirus to 211211 and chat with someone from the state in any language about your questions about COVID-19. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online for lots of links to those kinds of resources. A number of mental wellness support phone lines and text services are available. The Washington Listens support line for managing stress is 1-833-681-0211. The Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number is 1-800-273-8255. The Crisis Text Line provides confidential text access from anywhere in the United States to a trained crisis counselor. All you got to do is text HEAL, that's H-E-A-L, to 741-741. Teens and adolescents can call or text the Teen Link number, which is 866-833-6546. Individuals struggling with substance use or addiction can call or text the Washington Recovery Helpline at 366-789-1511. And a warm line, as opposed to a hotline, is available for those facing emotional and mental health challenges at 877-500-WARM. That's 877-500-9276. And if you missed any of those phone numbers, don't worry, because they'll be posted at daily.ktqa.org, along with all of our daily briefings. We've got some federal news to announce today. The U.S. Department of Education announced an extension of the federal student loan administrative forbearance period, the pause in interest accrual, and the suspension of collections activity through January 31st of next year. This means that federal student loan borrowers will not be expected to make payments through January of 2021. Moving on to state-level news. You might notice that flags are flying at half-staff at all state and federal agency buildings today. That's because today, December 7th, is National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, which was created by Congress in 1994 in honor of those Americans killed or injured as a result of the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. The governor has updated an emergency proclamation to extend the state waiver of truck driver hours restrictions through February 28th of next year. This update adds vaccine carriers to the list of carriers exempt from service hour regulations and extends the COVID-19 related commercial truck driver hour waiver to February 28th of 2021 in alignment with federal waivers. The State Department of Health is reminding Washingtonians that indoor social gatherings are highly restricted right now through at least December 14th. Gathering with people you don't live with, even close friends and family, likely contributes to the spread of COVID-19. And the more people we interact with at a gathering and the longer that interaction lasts, the higher the risk of becoming infected. The safest action for everyone is to avoid gatherings, even outdoor gatherings, and find different ways to celebrate this season. The state's COVID-19 info website at coronavirus.wa.gov has lots of resources for those struggling with food security or food insecurity. One thing to note is that schools are offering any child 18 or younger free meals through the remainder of the school year, distributed from a number of locations and bus stops across cities. Contact your local school district for more information on that. Additionally, there is a Department of Agriculture online tool to help families find meals for children while schools are closed for in-person instruction during the pandemic. That website is fns.usda.gov/meals for kids. That's meals and then the number 4, kids. Pregnant people, nursing parents, and children under 5 can qualify for food assistance through WIC. That's the Federal Women, Infants, and Children's Program. Call 1-800-322-2588 to get set up with WIC. As a courtesy, shoppers who see an item marked WIC in all capital letters might consider purchasing a similar item without the WIC label in order to keep those foods stocked and available for those whose only access to those items is through the program. Seniors and people with disabilities may apply for programs that offer home delivery through Washington Community Living Connections website at washingtoncommunitylivingconnections.org or by calling 1-855-567-0252. Washington 211 also provides information on locations of food pantries and places that provide free meals, commonly known as soup kitchens. U.S. citizens who have low incomes may apply for federal basic food benefits cards, called EBT, at dshs.wa.gov on the basic food page. The federal government has suspended a work requirement that applied to some adults during the crisis. And by crisis, we mean the COVID-19 pandemic. So if you previously didn't qualify for EBT, you might at this time. Non-citizens with legal residency can apply for state food assistance at dshs.wa.gov as well. WA Notify, that's the app that we've been talking about this last week. It now has more than 1.1 million users. It is the anonymous and free way to get alerts to your smartphone when you have spent time near another WA Notify user who tested positive for COVID-19. You can go to wanotify.org online to learn more. Moving on to regional information. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 108 new COVID-19 cases today. There were 177 on Saturday and 37 cases reported on Sunday. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department attributed that low number of newly confirmed cases over the last few days to technical difficulties, fax-only processing, and reduced staffing while preparing for data migration, because the department's new data management system will go live on Thursday of this week, and in the meantime, they're taking extra time to ensure data is complete and error-free as it is transferred over. The county's 14-day case rate per 100,000 people is 339. For reference, that figure is recommended to be at 75 per 100,000 to consider bringing back youngest students for hybrid in-person learning at schools, and should be at or below 25 per 100,000 residents to be considered under control. Again, we're sitting at 339 right now in Pierce County. Pierce County Council Bill number 2020-136 would dissolve the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, which has existed as a collaborative interagency department that reports to an independent 8-person board since 1972. Today, that bill passed through committee, and it will head to a full vote by the full Pierce County Council on December 15th. Opponents of the proposal are holding a socially distanced protest tomorrow, December 8th, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., at the rear parking lot of the County City Building in downtown Tacoma. Masks and social distancing are required, and community safety monitors will be in place to help with reminders to prevent any potential COVID-19 spread. The council's regular meeting will take place at 3 p.m. tomorrow after study sessions. Links to agendas can be found online at piercecountywa.gov. Just click on County Council in the Government section. You can give feedback on the proposal to dismantle the Tacoma-Pierce County Health Department by calling 253-798-7777. Councilmember Pam Roach, who sponsored the bill, can be reached directly at 253-798-2222. Roach represents residents of Puyallup, Sumner, Fife, Milton, Pacific, Edgewood, Northeast Tacoma, Southeast Auburn, Browns Point, and Dash Point. If you missed any of those contact numbers, you can go in a little bit to daily.ktqa.org, where I will post the daily briefing where you can click and listen to it again. You can catch our replay this afternoon at 6 p.m. And you can see any of the updates that I am giving out for today or any of the daily briefings we've been doing since March. So again, daily.ktqa.org. Still reporting on regional level information, the governor's moratorium on residential evictions is set to expire at the end of this month. For listeners in King County seeking rent assistance, you can go to kingcounty.gov and look for eviction prevention and rent assistance in the Community Human Services section of the website. You can also email commercergrant@kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County residents, you can go to piercecountywa.gov/housinghelp. The governor's moratorium on energy, landline, telephone, and water utility disconnects and late fees is set to expire at the end of this month as well. The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program assists households whose incomes are at or below 150% of the federal poverty level for home heating needs, as these families are at risk of losing access to heat during cold weather months. Tacoma residents seeking energy assistance can call the Metropolitan Development Council at 253-572-5557. Other residents of Pierce County outside Tacoma city limits can call Pierce County Human Services at 1-800-562-0336. Federal Way residents can call the Multi-Service Center at 253-517-2263. Moving on to Tacoma news. Tacoma Public Schools kindergartners, first graders, and second graders who still need laptops for virtual learning will now be able to get them from the school district. That's a month earlier than initially planned. Pickup times will vary depending on your child's elementary school, and families will be notified through their schools about their designated pickup time. With the new devices, Tacoma Public Schools will become a one-to-one device district, meaning that all students, regardless of age and grade level, will have their own district-issued laptop for schoolwork. Students will be able to keep their laptops through the remainder of the 2021 school year, even if partial or full-time in-person learning resumes. And tonight at 6 p.m., the City of Tacoma will hold a virtual event to introduce the finalists for the new Tacoma Police Chief position. The event will be broadcast on TV Tacoma and streamed via TVTacoma.com and Facebook Live. There are lots of free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. Now, they may be busy, so do block out about an hour worth of your time. And a lot of the places that are doing testing, the testing turnaround time has expanded from 3 to 5 days to possibly up to 7 days. So if you are suspected to have COVID-19 and you're getting a test, the health department's recommendations from local and state and federal officials is to isolate yourself and quarantine while you're awaiting those test results, even if you're not having symptoms. If you have had exposure to someone with COVID-19, or if you are having symptoms that look like they could be due to a COVID-19 infection. For King County testing locations, it can be found at kingcounty.gov. And for Pierce County locations, you can visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's mobile testing events in Pierce County include Tuesday, December 8th. There will be testing at Pierce College in Puyallup and at Centro Latino in Tacoma. On Wednesday, December 9th, two colleges will be holding mobile testing events. One is PLU, that's Pacific Lutheran University down in Parkland, and the other is UPS, that's the University of Puget Sound up in North Tacoma. On Thursday, December 10th, there will be testing held at Church for All Nations, and on Friday, December 11th, there will be testing at TCC, also known as Tacoma Community College. For those events, there's no ID that's required. It's open to anyone. Testing runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and again, results are available in 3 to 7 days. That delay is due to the large numbers of folks seeking testing for COVID-19. And now, without further ado, I'd like to bring you the Reporte Semanal. That is a joint production of the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, Latinos en Acción, and our friends at VT Radio Universal. We bring the Reporte Semanal, or the Spanish language weekly COVID report, to you on KTQA as part of our daily briefings on Monday. But you can also catch up with those Reporte Semanal briefings at VT Radio Universal's Facebook page or online at their website. So without further ado, I'll bring you the weekly COVID report in Spanish.
El siguiente programa es una producción de VT Radio Universal para radio escuchas de KTQA 95.3 Low Power FM.
Latinx en Acción, con información del Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, tiene el gusto de llevar hasta ustedes nuestro reporte semanal COVID-19. Saquemos papel y lápiz y pongamos mucha atención.
Hola, ¿qué tal, amigos? Bienvenidos. Este es el breve reporte que hacemos cada semana. Recuerde que también el reporte más completo está disponible 2 veces al día, una en la mañana, una en la tarde, en nuestra programación en VT Radio Universal. Y también lo estamos ya compartiendo en la KTQA 95.3 FM aquí en la ciudad de Tacoma. Y pues ya nos acompaña aquí Carlos Ortiz para ofrecernos este breve reporte. Gracias, Carlos. Bienvenido.
Saludos, gracias y bienvenidos todos. Gracias por aquí estar con nosotros. Lo apreciamos.
Así es, amigos. Recuerden tpchd.org/español, ¿no? Y nos vamos a Gente Sana. Y así, bueno, pues es la manera corta de llegar a la página del Departamento de Salud directamente en español, pero si no, también tpchd.org, y luego le ponemos ahí en Translate, ¿no? Que es traducir al idioma. Buscamos el español, ¿no? El idioma más bonito del mundo. Y pues ahí nos vamos a Gente Sana, y ahí es donde comenzamos ya a navegar en la página en español, pero ya nos la está mostrando aquí el compañero Carlos Ortiz.
Ahorita lo que estamos viendo es ayer anduvo 166 casos confirmados en el condado de Pierce. Entonces ya llegamos a más de 16,000, exactamente 16,432 casos confirmados total desde marzo. Sí. Y ayer sí hubo 4 muertes, entonces falleció 4 personas, que es un número alto, claro. Tal vez no nos vimos ese, sí. Tal vez 0, 1, 2 máximo, pero 4 sí ya es un poquito más de lo que hemos visto, claro. Desde marzo. Y en total ha fallecido 235 personas, ¿verdad? Entonces los números sí siguen de subir, pero la buena cosa es que sí estamos trabajando en esa vacuna para el COVID-19. Entonces aquí la siguiente semana, por favor, aquí vengan a ver este reporte, porque sí vamos a compartir un poquito más información. Wow. Información que sí están ahorita ya distribuyendo, y las vacunas andan llegando en los lugares donde van a distribuir esa vacuna. Y luego vamos a tener aquí en Pierce County y Washington State, todos los estados están recibiendo eso. Ahorita están viendo, ya están ya ayer exactamente, ya ponieron como un requisito, para aprobar, ¿verdad? FDA. Entonces ya hay 2 vacunas, ¿verdad? Uno con Pfizer ya han visto más de 95% éxito, ¿verdad? Efficacy se llama en inglés. Entonces, sí. En efectivo, ¿qué efectivo está la vacuna? Claro. Entonces, si ya van a empezar aquí en menos de 2 semanas a empezar a dar. Y los primeros que van a recibir eso son las personas así como médicos, ¿verdad? First responders, claro. Se llama.
Exactamente.
¿Verdad? Y esas personas. Y luego la Latinx, comunidad Latinx, es una de las comunidades que de verdad están enfocados también, porque estamos más afectados que los demás, ¿verdad? Otros grupos.
Claro, el porcentaje es muy alto.
Y ya sé que mucha gente se está descuidando un poquito, entonces les pedimos que por favor sí sigan haciendo ese esfuerzo, ¿verdad? Y trabajando con nosotros para estar seguro que no siga creciendo los casos. Y pues la vacuna, ¿verdad? Es algo que vamos a poder utilizar y tal vez va a ser nuestra defensa mejor, ¿verdad? Que podemos utilizar la herramienta. Pero como dices, Cristian, hay que seguir a hacer nuestra parte.
Muy bien, amigos, pues este ha sido el formato breve de nuestro reporte COVID-19 con Carlos Ortiz, quien representa al Departamento de Salud de Tacoma Pierce County. Y por supuesto, pues nuestro campeón de la salud para la comunidad Latinx al ofrecernos esta información tan valiosa. Gracias, Carlos. Tengas un buen día.
Gracias igualmente. Que la pasen bien y que se mantengan saludos y sanos.
Hasta la próxima.
Este mensaje fue traído a ustedes por una cortesía de Latinx en Acción, en coordinación con el Departamento de Salud de Tacoma Pierce County y KTQA, la Power FM 95.3.
Well, thank you for joining me for the KTQA Daily Briefing. You've been listening to KTQA Daily Briefing as well as the Reporte Semanal brought to you by the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department and Latinx in Acción. Remember, you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma, 211 for statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number where you can call us or text us is 253-330-8821. If you missed any part of the Daily Briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. And catch the Spanish language Reporte Semanal de COVID on here on Mondays or on VT Radio Universal's Facebook feed every Wednesday.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.